From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Investigators said Wednesday that the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path in New York on Tuesday planned the attack for weeks and carried it out on behalf of the Islamic State. John Miller, the New York Deputy Police Commissioner, said he did this in the name of ISIS. Miller told reporters that the suspect, Saifullo Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the United States in 2010, quote, appears to have followed almost exactly to a T advice that Islamic State jihadists have posted on social media on how to carry out a vehicular attack on pedestrians and bicyclists. He said notes linked to Saipov were found at the scene in the lower Manhattan area of the city, where a 28-year-old New York policeman shot him in the abdomen. Miller said the notes were handwritten in Arabic. Tempers flared as American lawmakers grilled Facebook, Twitter, and Google representatives Wednesday about Russia's use of their platforms to spread disinformation during the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as the company's efforts to prevent a repeat. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, told attorneys for the tech giants at a hearing on Wednesday, "You must do better to protect the American people and, frankly, all of your users from this kind of manipulation." Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, said, "What we're talking about is a major foreign power with the sophistication and ability to involve themselves in a U.S. presidential election." This is VOA News.